Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome, folks. You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on Sunday, July. How about that? July 1st, 2018. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. Thank you for joining me here. And I hope a couple of you will call in during the show with your always incisive questions. 800-313-9443. And comments, of course, not just questions. 800-313-9443. I'm up here in North Dakota, the least visited state in America. Long may it stay that way. And wherever you are, I hope you're having a great start to July, a prelude to our Independence Day. Which one is this? Anyway, what is 2018 minus 1776? And let's take a look at some of the things that are happening. It's all good news. I don't know of any bad news that's broken since we last met on Friday. At the top of the, one of the great stories going on right now is the meltdown of the FBI Justice Department cabal that attempted the coup d'etat against Donald Trump in three different phases. A coup d'etat during the primaries to destroy him as a candidate, a coup d'etat in the general election to defeat him, and a coup d'etat after he was elected to impeach him. Three-phase coup d'etat, the most criminal enterprise in the history of America. Let me just think about that for a second. We've got Julius and Ethel Rosenberg and the stealing of our atomic secrets after the Second World War. That was pretty bad. That got Julius and Ethel a seat in Sparky, where they were both electrocuted. But I think this is greater than that. Let you think about it just a little bit. In some aspects, it clearly, this coup d'etat is a greater assault, greater crime against the American people and against our government than the stealing of our atomic secrets. The Rodney the Rat Rodenstein looks to be at the very center of this coup d'etat, and he is now the key man, as Jeanine Pirro has called him, the most dangerous man. Oh, wait a minute. Excuse me. I backed it up a little bit. He's at the center of preventing the discovery or the uncovering of key evidence in documenting this coup d'etat so that the appropriate people can be sent to prison for a long time. Let's listen here to Laura Ingraham covering the story.
Yes. And cable and all over media, social media today, get this thing wrapped up. What has taken so long? Give us the documents. And then there was a moment when Jordan was pressing another matter about Peter Strzok. I want to play it and have Saul's reaction. Let's watch.
Why did you tell Peter Strzok not to enter our questions yesterday? When I asked Peter Strzok if he'd ever communicated with Glenn Simpson, he gave us the answer he gave us dozens of times. On advice of FBI counsel, I can't answer that question. Why couldn't he answer that question?
Now, listen carefully to what Jim Jordan, Patriot U.S. Congressman from Northwest Ohio. Peter Strzok gave me the answer yesterday dozens of times. On advice of counsel, that is a Justice Department counsel, I can't answer that question. Now, who's Peter Strzok's boss? Well, it's Rodney the Rat Rodenstein. Now, watch Rodenstein in his inimitable way try to wiggle out of the question. He is unbelievable at not answering questions. The guy is amazing. Listen to him.
Mr. Jordan, I appreciate your sincere concerns.
Listen to that. I appreciate your sincere concerns. There's a word for a guy who answers like that. Bullshitter. That's what Rodney the Rat Rodenstein. He does not appreciate, and he does not consider Jim Jordan to be sincerely concerned. He believes exactly the opposite. He hates Jim Jordan, and he regards him as a despicable enemy. It's the very enemy that Rodney the Rat Rodenstein was trying to keep out of the White House, a patriot.
But I didn't give Peter Strzok any instructions. How do I know, sir? I mean, you interviewed Mr. Strzok. I didn't.
You interviewed Mr. Strzok. I didn't. More bullshit. Peter Strzok works for Rodney the Rat Rodenstein.
Well, I can't.
Works for you. Doesn't work for us.
Saul, I don't think Rosenstein came off well today at all. I thought he came off as very defensive, very flip, but he played the victim card. You're personally attacking me. You're mean to me in the media. Like, welcome to the big leagues, buddy. You know, you're deputy AG. It's pretty hot right now. But he kept saying, well, there's all these people who work in the Department of Justice. This is the biggest case, the Russia case, but the Hillary email case. These two things dovetailed together because of this one agent. He had a duty to find out what happened.
Well, keep in mind.
Let me skip forward here. This is Laura Ingraham. Very good. Here's another segment here.
Also, we made it very clear he had nothing to do with the redactions, including.
We'll get through these guys here. This is not interesting. It's funny. Only the heavyweights are interesting now in the reporting of these stories. Various people just blah, 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 blah. Not interesting. The heavyweights, people like Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, Ron DeSantis, these people are gutsy and they are interesting. Now listen to Matt Gaetz. Thank goodness we have people like Ron DeSantis and Matt Gaetz. You're going to hear them just a moment here. Here's Jim Jordan again.
I didn't give Peter Strzok any instructions.
Horowitz said his bias is an appropriate explanation for his conduct. Ron, do you agree?
I certainly agree with the findings of the Inspector General report, and I think those messages clearly do indicate bias.
We need a date when you found out that the wife of your deputy was working for people who are actively trying to undermine President Trump.
If you have evidence of wrongdoing by any member of the Trump campaign, present it to the damn grand jury. Whatever.
Present it to the damn grand jury. That's Trey Gowdy.
You got it. Finish it the hell up. Because this country is being torn apart.
Whatever you've got, finish it the hell up. I love the way Trey Gowdy constructs that. Unfortunately, the guy whose YouTube I'm playing that off of decided to have music. What are these guys who come up with their own production values on their YouTubes? I want to hear the testimony or whatever the audio is. I don't want to hear the background music. of your groovy YouTube site. Why do people do that to themselves? So that's a great story. These guys, you can hear it from the rhetoric of Trey Gowdy. Finish it the hell up. DeSantis, Gates, they're just pounding on Rodney the Rat Rosenstein. Now remember, he's effectively the attorney general now because of this inexplicable continued recusal by Jeff Sessions. This is a year and a half that Jeff Sessions has basically abdicated as the attorney general. What in the world is this guy doing? He can unrecuse himself in a heartbeat. And he isn't recused from a number of these matters he's not recused from. So this is a completely self-inflicted wound by Jeff Sessions that can be fixed in a day. He won't do it. And of course, another fix for Jeff Sessions is, hey, come on. If you don't have what it takes to be the attorney general, then just resign. You know, maybe the president can appoint you to another job where if you have some talents, you can creatively employ your talents, but you're certainly not cut out to be the attorney general. So is Jeff Sessions going to insist on being the attorney general for 8 years? Heaven forbid. Let's go to the top stories today. Here are the top stories. And my go-to website, Breitbart. Apparently, Antifa staged a riot in Portland, Oregon, and that led to the end of that. The salient point made by the police was that the commander on the scene came over the PA and said, this event has been, there is assaulting going on both sides. This event is now declared a riot and is over. So that was the end of that that event. And notice the left is going berserk. Jeanine Pirro talked about it in her show yesterday, that they're pulling out all the stops in going for their socialist left-wing program. And here's a great headline. Let's turn from that for a moment. Turn from the domestic scene over to the European scene, which is so encouraging. Listen to this story. Austria takes over the rotating EU presidency and pledges to strengthen borders. Dateline Berlin. Austria has taken over the rotating presidency of the European Union. Now, this would be an automatic sort of thing on a schedule, with a pledge to better secure the 28-nation bloc's external borders. At a ceremony Saturday outside the Alpine town of Schladming, Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz said the six-month presidency is an honor for us, but also a great responsibility. So it's only going to last 6 months. Kurz says, we know that the international environment is difficult right now. Kurz came to power last year at the head of a right-wing coalition government with a pledge to restrict migration to Austria. He supports setting up landing points for migrants outside the EU and strengthening the bloc's Frontex, I don't know what that is, Frontex, F-R-O-N-T-E-X, border agency. And this is a along the line of the story that I'm really interested in, is how to win. The Austrian right-wingers, the Swiss right-wingers, the Slovakian, the Slovenian, the Polish, the Hungarian right-wingers, all of them have won. The Italian right-wingers, That is the people who believe what you believe. People who believe that their nation should not be overrun by non-Europeans, who believe that the interests of their European people should always come first. That should be the first question on any matter: jobs, money, taxes, regulations, the interests of the people, the European people of each nation should come first. Well, that's our program as patriots. And these folks have won the prime ministerships, the presidencies, the legislatures of these nations. I didn't mention the Czechs. They've also won. And then add to that list us, perhaps at the top of the list, with the election of Donald Trump. So this is, to me, all of these victories by the right are what I call the Trump phenomenon. That is a way to win. And it's my greatest interest in this show is to look at it, study it, follow it, learn from it. And then I contrast that with, I haven't come up with a name for it yet, but it's the opposite of the Trump phenomenon, and it's how to lose, which a certain part of the right in America and in Europe, same thing happening there in our European neighbors, cousins, is that the certain groups, parties, organizations have been following a formula for losing for a long time. Now, they were blinded or prevented from seeing their failure by the fact that they, part of their premise was, well, of course we're failing because then all the rationalizations come out. But when Trump won, and when Orban won, and Pellegrini won in Slovakia, and Salvini won in Italy, and on down the list, when right-wingers, and most importantly Trump in America, when they won, now it all of a sudden the excuses look thin. The excuses as to why we could never win because the enemy controls the media, so we can't win. The enemy controls finance, so we can't win. The enemy controls the schools, so we can't win. Well, these guys won, and none of those things stopped them. So those are now shown, those are now, you know, viewable as rationalizations that are not a true explanation for our failure. There's some other reason we've failed. And there you go. That leads to the next phase of the conversation. Let's go to the next, some more stories here. Here you go. Mexico, another study in failure. 136 politicians killed, 581 attacks in a 10-month lead-up to the Mexican election. And, of course, we're using that term election very loosely. Do they have elections in Mexico? Mexico's national elections are underway, ending a bloody 10-month electoral cycle, which has highlighted the government's inability to provide basic security for politicians and their families. Voters will be choosing a new president, electing Congress, governorships, 1,600 mayors, state and local lawmakers, during a time when cartel violence has reached shocking numbers. Attacks include hitting the once peaceful tourist beach destinations, as reported extensively by Breitbart, Texas. In one incident, cartel gunmen rode up on jet skis. You'll want to hear the rest of that right after this break. Stay tuned. Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Cause the
best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks, and just to finish up that Mexican story, cartel gunmen showed up on jet skis at one beach, and I wonder what Jesse Ventura, you know, Jesse Ventura ran as an independent for governor of Minnesota, and he was, I got to meet him in St. Paul, Minnesota, at the Republican convention in 2008. Got to talk to him for a while. He was just heading for his car, and he talked about what he was doing. He lives on the beach in Mexico, and he spends his time surfing. Now, I don't know if this is up to date. This was back in, at that time. But I wonder if even Jesse Ventura feels safe in Mexico and is still able to surf in Mexico. He needs to get back to the United States and get involved in patriot politics. But this is a, I mean, let's look at these numbers. Let's go back to it here. The Mexican numbers, they are astonishing. Hundreds of attacks and here it is. 136 politicians killed. 136 killed in a 10-month period. That's 10 months. That's a politician every other day killed. So much for Mexico. And, of course, that's a non-European culture, isn't it? Here are some other great stories. Hungary backs Salvini's game-changing move to shut ports to migrants and brands EU leaders all talk. Moves by Matteo Salvini to close Italy's ports to NGOs collecting illegal migrants from smuggler boats and ferrying them to Europe are game-changing, according to the Hungarian government. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart, Hungarian Minister for Foreign Affairs, Peter, and forgive me for my Hungarian, I'll just try to pronounce it, Zsigarto. And anybody who knows Hungarian, you can correct me, S-Z-I-J-J-A-R-T-O, praised the League leader, who serves, League being Matteo Salvini, their party, who serves as Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of the Interior in Italy's new populist government, as a very serious person. Now let's listen to him. This is Peter Zsigarto. Let's listen to him for a moment. If I have the audio right, let's listen.
We understand very well that during the last national parliamentary elections in all EU member states, be it Hungary, be it Italy, be it the Austrian election, the main issue of the election was the migration. And the main division line between parties was how they approached the migration issue. And in Austria, in Hungary, and in Italy, anti-migration parties have won the elections. And I think that Minister of Interior, Mr. Salvini, is a very serious person. And his decision not to allow ships operated by so-called NGOs full of illegal migrants, so not to allow such kind of ships to enter any Italian harbor, is a real game changer. Because that decision of Minister Salvini has proven that, yes, it is possible to protect the maritime border. You know, I find it really tragical or frustrating that so far the European Union has taken it as a definition or as a fact that the maritime border on the Mediterranean Sea cannot be protected. Yes, it can be. I mean, look at the Australians. They have longer maritime border than the whole Mediterranean Sea, and they are able to protect it. So I think it's a game changer from the perspective of European migration policy, what has been going on in Italy after the latest elections.
All right, very good. That was the Hungarian Minister for Foreign Affairs. We'll be right back. Stan in Washington, stay tuned. We're coming back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate.
We're bad, folks. And Stan in Washington. If you want to call back in, I'll put you right on as soon as I see your name appear. So do call back in if you are so inclined. Here's another news story here. Bouncing back and forth from the domestic scene to the European scene, European nations all are ancestral nations. One of them being Sweden. Up here in North Dakota, 7% of the population is of Swedish ancestry. 30% of us up here are Norwegian. And 50% German. And then as people have married up here, of course, the German, the Swedish, and the Norwegian have intermingled. But it's all the same genotype. It's all the same people. Speaking of those Swedes, nearly half of women in Sweden's vulnerable is the adjective, areas feel unsafe after dark. Nearly half of the women in Sweden's vulnerable areas, sometimes referred to as no-go zones, feel insecure in their own neighborhoods in the evening, according to the Swedish National Council for Crime Prevention. The new report released on Friday claims that 48% of women living in Sweden's often heavily migrant-populated vulnerable areas, and let's just, we can modify that language there, folks, not often, always heavily migrant-populated vulnerable areas. There are no vulnerable areas, and of course, look at the euphemistic language there. These are hate whitey zones, is what they are. And rape white women zones. It's not vulnerable. They feel insecure about being outside. Let us go down here. Nearly 20% of men and women living in vulnerable areas say they have been victims of crimes. Now think about that, folks. One in five have you been mugged or raped lately? Can you believe that? A 20% chance of being mugged or raped or beaten, attacked? Man, that's bad. This is Sweden. This is no longer the country I remember. When I last saw Sweden was 1966, I believe. Might have been the end of 65. But I think it was 66. And Sweden was a paradise. Walking around the streets of Stockholm or any other town in Sweden was like walking through the streets of paradise. The people, beautiful. The streets, beautiful. The sights, the sounds, the smells, everything, beautiful. Anywhere you looked, it was beauty in Sweden. And there's no reason, why should Sweden ever lose that? Why should any nation that has achieved something wonderful, something magnificent like that, why should any nation ever forfeit that? Why would you ever do that to yourself? And we have done that to ourselves. We have allowed these things to happen to our nations. And that's the best explanation, in that it offers us a chance to fix it, rather than explanations involving, well, these guys did it to us. Well, if these guys did it to us, then we have to wait for these guys to fix it. No, we allowed it to happen to our own nations. Of course, there were perpetrators that weren't us. But they don't have any chance. If we're not letting them do things, they don't get to do things. The responsibility for our nation, for our future, for our communities is entirely ours. 100%. If we let our community or nation go to hell, we did it. All of the criminals that prey on our society are opportunists. Like a predator that strikes only at the wounded or the young or the slow in a herd. They're opportunists. If we're healthy, fast on our feet, and alert, the predators don't get any chance. They just get a nice big sharp hoof in the mouth if they attack us. And then the rest of us stomp them. So I'm speaking of animals now, of course. Gazelles, zebras. It's quite a sight to see a lion take it in the mouth from a healthy big zebra. Sweden is not the only country in the European Union to have heavily migrant populated areas in which women feel more and more vulnerable. In the suburbs of the French capital of Paris, women have reported feeling unwelcome and have even complained of being refused entry to cafes simply for being women. In some areas of Paris, women living in the district of Chapelle-Pajol have expressed similar concerns, saying they have been constantly harassed by migration background men. And we come up with all these euphemistic terms like migration background men. What's a migration background man? Well, that's a non-white dude. That's a black guy. That's a Middle Easterner. That's a South Asian, like a Pakistani. That's a migration background man. And then here's a 150-year-old resident, Natalie, who had been living in the area for 30 years, said, "These are insults, incessant. The atmosphere is agonizing to the point of having to modify our itinerary, modify our clothes. Some even give up going out." So as the Belgians have said, a majority of Belgians asked in a recent poll have said they do not feel at home in their own nation. And that's tying this in with the Patriot Parties, Trump, the Trump phenomenon. What did all the Patriot Parties do? What did that foreign minister of Hungary just say? He said, in fact, let's find him. We didn't get his, we didn't hear some of what he said. He said, it's the migration. That is what the European parties have been victorious on. The European right-wing parties. Well, we'll come back to him if I can find it. And let us go to callers. If Stan is back, we'll go to Stan. If not, Rob in Illinois. Engineer, give me whoever is first in line. Rob in Illinois, you're on.
Hey, Kelso.
Hey, thanks, buddy. What's up?
What urged me to call in at first is that story about Sweden and you came to that line where they write, women are feel insecure to go out. No, they took this liberal edge and, like you said, euphemistic, all this other stuff, and they changed the language. They feel unsafe because as soon as they go out, they get harassed and whatnot, and unless they're in huge groups and it's daylight, they're in danger. That's what's happening. Same thing, and you can reflect this onto Germany. You know, in Germany, there are Germans that will not leave their house until it's late at night, and they actually sneak out windows and sneak out of their house, out their windows, out their doors, to go do their shopping, and they get back into their house, because if they don't, these invaders will come to their house and try to get into their house and take their houses from them. Is what happens. So this is.
Oh, no, they don't want to know. They don't want the invaders to know that the house is empty momentarily.
Yeah, exactly. Because they'll steal the people's house just by occupying it, and then the government doesn't do anything about it. Government, police, whatnot. So these people have to pretend to be at home at all times.
Well, and here's the opportunity, folks. Here is finally the great moment for the right. This is our issue. This is, more than an issue. It's our very life. But what these winning parties have done is realized that our country's being invaded by non-whites is the issue. The people understand it. They will vote for the right-wing party on that issue when they're presented with it clearly. And that's what Donald Trump did. He came down the escalator in June of 2015, if I recall the month correctly. And he said, we've got enough Mexican rapists. We don't need more. And the American public went wild. Donald Trump, in I don't know what the exact time was that it took him to go from not even running to being number one in a field of 17 candidates. 17. He went to number one. I think it may have been as quickly as 1 week. And he passed people like Jeb Bush, who had $100 million in his campaign chest at that time. Donald Trump had no organization, nobody contributing money to him. He didn't spend much of his own money. He went from not running, not even a politician, never had run for anything, known to the public most as the host of a TV show, The Apprentice, and somewhat famous for being a flamboyant rich guy who liked beautiful women and had a lot of flair. That was it. That was what we knew about Donald Trump. And he went to number one. Why? Because he hit right on that issue. He didn't drag in. This is one thing that the right wing, the little tiny groups of which I've been a member for years, they drag in really stupid issues. I'll give you a stupid issue. Calling the Holocaust a hoax. What a dumb ass move by people who are dedicated to losing. What a dumb move. You know, it's not true. Yes, the Holocaust is not exactly as written up in the propaganda pieces.
Well, Kelso, when you have the most powerful lobbyist as AIPAC in this nation, they do that to cater, to bow, to kowtow. That's why they say these things.
Well, okay. Yeah, here's the point.
Most people have been indoctrinated. You know, Kelso, did you know that instead of teaching economics and how to be responsible financially or teaching Constitution classes, they now teach Holocaust classes all across this great nation of ours. And I didn't know this until the Parkland movie happened down in there in Florida, Broward County. The movie, that Parkland movie that came out, you know where most of those kids were at the time? And they'll let you know this. They all let us know that they were in Holocaust class. You know David Hogg's new book, who I guarantee you did not write this book himself? Do you know what it's titled? It's titled Never Again. And you know what the theme for the Holocaust is? Never Again. So let's tell you, where's the PSYOP? And why those people say, such a stupid issue, such as the Holocaust and denier. You know, it's not even denier is not even a word. Did you know that? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, now you've raised a really teachable moment here, Rob. This is something I'm really expert in, all the things that you just mentioned. And I'm going to make a point here, which I believe is irrefutable. And it really explains the failure, the complete, utter, abject failure of a portion of the right for more than the last half century. And I'm going to use the question, the issue, the subject of the Holocaust as that teachable moment. And as the evidence or the illustration as to how we've managed to fail, how we've managed to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory year after year after year. The Holocaust I'll give an example. I hosted a conference back in 2000. Well, I organized it. Was the director of a conference back in 2004 and another in 2005. And we had a guy testify there very expertly, very, very nice guy, Guillermo Rudolph, about the fact that there were no gas chambers at Auschwitz. This guy's a chemist. He demonstrates it very conclusively. There were no gas chambers at Auschwitz. Okay. Proof seems conclusive to me. So in the various Holocaust movies that you'll see and so on, which you're calling propaganda, which is propaganda, there's constant talk about the gas chambers at Auschwitz. And yet this chemist, the German chemist, Guillermo Rudolph, proves that there were none. However, now, here's where our movement falls into the ditch. I agree, there were no gas chambers at Auschwitz. Does it therefore follow that there was no murderous campaign of wiping out Jews by the Hitler government? No, it does not. That does not follow. Was there, and this is where we look stupid and we look ridiculous. And that's where that term Holocaust deniers comes out. Because, Yes, there was a murderous campaign of rounding up Jews and killing them by Adolf Hitler. And I'll give you my testimony as to that happening. The historian that race nationalists, white nationalists, esteem the highest is David Irving. Have you heard of David Irving? Rob?
Sorry, have you heard I had you on David mute. Sorry, I had you on mute. And I didn't, yes, I've heard of David Irving. I heard of Ernst Zunzel. Yeah. And many of these other things. I take history lessons on all this stuff all the time.
Let me tell you why I mentioned David Irving. I attended an event with David Irving in Fargo, North Dakota, some time ago. Last time I saw David Irving, I've seen him, I've listened to him in about half a dozen different cities. And I'll give you, right after this break, how David Irving proves there was indeed a Holocaust. Not exactly the one of the propaganda, but there was a Holocaust, and it's really idiotic to say there wasn't. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So
we're back, folks. And here's where I'm going with this, Rob. The fact that where we've been, that the propaganda has been put out that's untruthful, such as the what appears to be the myth that there were gas chambers at Auschwitz, does not therefore mean, it does not follow ipso facto, that there was no Hitler policy of exterminating Jews. There was. And the one I'm referring to are the Einsatzgruppen reports and David Irving at this meeting said, you know, I've looked at the original German reports, which came in from the Einsatzgruppe commanders to Himmler. And in those reports, there are reports of more than a million cases. These are reports, the totals, they're sending in their totals of Jews that were rounded up summarily, just any way you could round them up. You find them behind the lines and then executed, usually with a bullet to the head. Men, women, and children. And these are the original German reports to Himmler. They're not faked. No one questions their authenticity, including David Irving, who's the most relied upon historian by white nationalists. But do they actually hear what David Irving is saying? I don't think so. I sat there, looked around the table with people. I don't think it was their eyes glazed over. They were hearing that, in fact, there was a Holocaust. It wasn't exactly as portrayed in a Hollywood version of it.
The real Holocaust was against Germans. They were killing Germans even after the war was pretty much ended. They were rounding up civilians in their towns and killing them by the millions, raping them and so on, the Russians and so on. And yes, rounding up all these German soldiers that surrendered, over 2 million of them,
yes,
killed in literal concentration camps, worse than anything else. You know, I,
yes,
mean, we can reflect on the Red Cross numbers.
Yes.
We reflect on, I do not want to go down this road, really. I swear.
Hang on, Rob.
You know,
no, Rob. Yes, you did.
Point,
Rob,
being,
12 million Germans. 12 million Germans died in World War II, and including millions after the war, brutally raped to death. Women and girls raped to death. Yes,
yeah,
millions.
Their nipples cut off, everything.
Yes.
I mean, this is
but
the
now, Rob,
that we,
Rob,
hear from them. Because the Russians,
yeah, but,
were Bolsheviks. They were the communists. And that
was on,
what
Rob,
Hitler was fighting
Rob,
to begin
hang
with.
On. Yeah, but, Rob, hang on. You made the point, the real Holocaust, and then you mentioned this. True. There was this is a real Holocaust. But it's not the real Holocaust. It's a real Holocaust. It doesn't make the other one unreal. Can you have two Holocausts, three, four, five? Yes, you can. And so it doesn't follow the fact that German civilians were murdered brutally after the war does not mean that Jews were not brutally murdered, including children, on the orders of Adolf Hitler and Himmler. They were. And I'll come back to it. It's a very important point. Stick with me if you can, Rob, and we'll come back to it in a couple minutes right after this break. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.